In these lessons, we are speaking on the subject of what Jesus said about some of the doctrines in the Bible, the doctrines that we teach, we preach, and we live by in our everyday life. Jesus has something to say about a lot of things. He told his listeners in chapter 5 of Matthew, "You are the salt of the earth." He even told them that they were the light of the world. He said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm come not to destroy, but to fulfill. I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." One way to make enemies and to antagonize people is to challenge the spirit of the world. There are certain assumptions which govern the conduct of the world. Anyone who challenges these worldly sayings, such as "you only live once, get as much out of life as you can," or "go ahead and do it, who will ever know about it," is bound to make himself unpopular. Our Lord takes those flimsy catchwords of the world, security, revenge, laughter, popularity, getting even, comfort, and he turns them upside down. To those who would say, "You cannot be happy unless you're rich," Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." And to those who would say, "Don't let him get away with it," Jesus says, "Turn the other cheek." To those who would say, "Laugh and the world will laugh with you," Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn." And to those who would say, "If nature gives you sexual instinct, you ought to give them free expression," Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And to those who would say, "Seek to be popular and well known," Jesus would say, "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake." And to those cheap cliches around which movies are written and novels are composed, Jesus scorns. He proposes to burn what they worship. Instead of making happiness consist of an abundance of things exterior to the soul, all of those false sayings which makes happiness depend on self-expression, having a good time, or eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. He scorns all of these things because they bring false hopes and fears and anxieties. Those who would escape the sayings of our Lord would say that he was a creature of his time, but not of our time. Therefore, his words do not apply to us. Well, Jesus was not a creature of his time, nor any time. And because he suited no age or time, he is the model for all ages. He never used a phrase that depended on the social order in which he lived. His gospel was no easier then than it is now. Let any person put these sayings and teachings of Christ into practice in his own life, and he will draw down upon himself the wrath of the world. When Jesus began teaching these sayings that challenge the spirit of today, he signed his death warrant. The sounds of nails digging through human flesh were the echoes thrown back from the hillsides of Judea, where he told men how to be happy and how to be blessed. Everybody wants to be happy, but God's ways are the very opposite of the ways of the world. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.